So this shows the annual distribution of the filings. And as you can see, the number of filings related to coronavirus rose after the first outbreak in 2002, and it continued to rise until the present day. And then just a little bit about this slide, you're going to see that 2020, it kind of drops off, but we did our search in April of 2020, so it's not surprising that the number of publications is not as high as what occurred in 2019 and 2018. So you can see there was a tremendous spike in the patent publications. Next slide. Next slide, please. Next slide. Okay, can we go back, Jerry? Sorry, there's a slide missing. Maybe it got out of place. I'm sorry. Let's go forward. And one more, please. There we go. So the slide that's missing, though, showed that in addition to being a large number of patent filings that started around 2002 and continued through 2019, we also saw a large amount of patent abandonments. So even though there was quite a number of patent filings, for whatever reason, the technology was not continued and the applications were withdrawn. We took a look at one of the earliest filings that issued as a patent in this technology, and it was US patent number 7048953. We were just curious as to what kind of technology was being patented. And here you can see these two slides, 6 and 7, actually show the claim. But just briefly, it's to a method to reduce risks of infection of human respiratory system, of the human respiratory system, by respiratory pathogens in an enclosed public area, by essentially inhaling concentrated vapors from an essential oil mixture comprising eucalyptus and Melicia alterfolia. Next slide, please. So here you have a claim that was to prevent or treat a respiratory infection, where the respiratory infection was caused by secure acute respiratory syndrome, or SARS. So even in 2002, people were concerned about limiting and treating infectious SARS infections. Next, please. I'm sorry, let's skip this slide because this is the abandonment slide again. So let's go back to slide three, please, Jerry. Three or four, the one that we skipped, sorry. Sorry, one more. One more, please. There, let's stop here. So, as I said, you know, similar to prior health crisis before us, there's been a great deal of innovation occurring after this SARS outbreak. And what we did here is we just wanted to show you some of the companies making headlines in 2020 and 2021 with their novel therapies. There seems to be a lot of focus on antibody therapies, whether single-use antibody therapies or combination therapies. And in regard, we note that Eli Lilly and Regeneron have received a lot of press. Emergent BioSolutions has also received a lot of press for its antibody therapy that's currently in trials to treat COVID infections. Gilead's remdesivir is an FDA-approved drug that is now used to treat COVID infections. That was first approved by the FDA for the treatment of Ebola. In addition, we've seen an influx of the use of anti-inflammatories such as corticosteroids to treat the effects of COVID infection. And then an arthritis drug has FDA emergency approval for use with remdesivir to treat COVID infections. And then more recently, there's been press around a nasal spray that's been developed in the UK to prevent infection and treat mild to moderate COVID disease. Okay, let's go forward there. So I don't know, what I found with my client base, and you probably have seen it too, is there's been a renewed interest in drug repurposing. What drugs do we have, you know, in our arsenal, or what drugs do we know of that are now can be repurposed for the treatment and prevention of COVID? And this is not, you know, unusual. Drug repurposing has been around for quite some time. And the reason that, you know, drug repurposing is really an effective kind of commercial strategy is because you have lower developmental costs and lower lower risks for these compounds, you're more likely to get a faster FDA approval. So this slide just gives you, and it's, you know, my screen is kind of small, but hopefully you can see some of the issues that arise in drug repurposing. Next slide, please. So what I wanted to do with the drug repurposing and also with COVID is just go through some of the patenting issues that arise if you are going to be approached to file an application on some prior known drugs for new uses. And as many of you know, that you can't reclaim the chemical compound or method of making if that compound is making or new. So what you need to focus on really are claims to using the chemical compound or therapy to treat disease. Maybe you can get a pharmaceutical composition depending on the formulation. And then in addition, you need to look at dosing regimens to see if that's changed. Next slide, please.